T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, baby! Thursday's here.
Please get out of the house and to your place of business.
Excellent. Let the dancing begin.
We're just getting started.
They don't want to see it started.
We're just getting started. We're just getting started.
We're going to tear it up old school.
This is where we do our morning show.
Radio. Always free. Unless you're one of those people that pay for it.
Oh, geez, that's embarrassing.
Good morning and welcome to a Thursday. It's the Courtney and Company show, along with all men this week. I cannot wait for Jen to get back.
Aww. Huh. We're happy to be HR. Here with you, too.
That's not an HR thing.
It's not?
Is it?
We'll let them decide.
Are you going to send the audio to them?
Yeah.
Kevin's been trying to take me down for years, Lance.
That's
Don't
right.
give him any ideas.
Oh. Hey, Kevin and friends. It could still happen.
Well, it could.
Yesterday, it was the most apparent because Greg Warren was in here.
A lot of dudes.
A lot of dudes. You know, I just need a little chick chat sometimes. Not that I am the most girly girl. I'm probably the least girly girl, but having a girly girl around makes me feel girly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now you'll appreciate her that much more next week.
There you go.
Like Jen wears dresses.
She does.
Lots of dresses.
Yeah. If it helps any, I could get a kilt. I've always wanted to wear a kilt.
That does not surprise me at all.
I wonder if that would work as far. Do you think if I wore a kilt, do you think there would be problems, like, you know, as far as office attire?
Oh. I don't think so.
I haven't been here long enough to answer that question.
That's a very good answer, actually.
You know, I think the new people that have come into the station mm-hmm. are having a problem because we bought 2 stations, our company did. And so now we're all merging together. And the dress code rules at the other place were a lot more lenient than we had had here.
They were non-existent. There were no dress code rules.
And here, they're serious about dress code.
Really?
Well, they used to be. We have a new company now.
Right,
so
right.
Are they serious? I don't know, but we're still going by the old company rules.
I was told that you could be written up. What does that mean, to be written up?
I don't know. I'd like to see my file. Have I been written up for things that I don't know about? Mm,
I think you have to know if you've been written up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you... Well, I mean, if they write it up, who are they giving it to? Wouldn't they give it to you?
That's what I was wondering.
So you would know that you, that you had done something that was not approved of?
I have been written up before, and I believe you have the right to always see your file.
It was,
what did you get written up for?
Right, of all people in the world.
It was an incident back years ago. I had made a comment that unfortunately was took the wrong way.
Was taken?
By grammar people?
Yes. And that's why I got wrote up.
It was a conjugation write-up.
Got all wrote up.
But you should have the right to always see your file.
You said a comment on the air or off the air?
I said a comment on the air that was...
You don't want to get back into it.
I don't want to get back into it. And I understand where they were coming from. And then I made the apology when we got... It was at a mega wedding. I came back, made the apology. It was a joke that was unfortunately off color, taken the wrong way. And... I don't want to get back into it.
I got it. I wouldn't either. It's still, you're getting a little,
a little
twitchy.
Sensitive about it still. And I get it. Well, we're glad you survived that and that you're still here.
Although I have to say that if Kevin, if he gets written up for anything today, it should be his footwear.
Hey!
Oh, let me see.
Why?
It's because he's got terrible shoes on.
These.
Look at those things.
Oh, man.
These are Air Monarchs. These are the most comfortable shoes. My wife hates these shoes. I wear them because when I go to the gym, I like comfort. I told Courtney earlier, you cannot put a price on comfort.
Yes.
Who makes True. Air Monarchs?
I was thinking the same thing.
It's Nike. These are Nike.
Oh,
those
really?
Are Nike?
Yeah.
How awful
Spell
are
Nike
those?
On that
Yeah,
shoe.
Exactly. That swoosh is upside down, Kevin.
We have to take a photo of those numbers. Now, they look like orthopedic shoes.
And they feel that way.
And he's got orthopedic socks on today, too.
These are my Medipeds. These are also a gift from somebody in Sarah's family. They like gifting me old people stuff.
Were those socks hemmed before they gave it to you?
Oh, my Lord.
I thought suggesting wearing a kilt was a weird clothing idea.
Those shoes, I don't know.
You're getting a write-up. We should start write-ups just within
here. Okay, that's a good idea.
Wardrobe specifically.
Oh, man.
Where is your dignity? I don't have the weather, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, because I was making a copy for you. I apologize.
Here all right.
Another write-up. I'm 2 for 2.
I think you can say probably for the next couple of weeks, it's not really great spring weather yet. Because that's what the forecast looks like.
Oh, it looks like poo, doesn't it?
See, there you go. I think you can run with that forecast for quite a while.
It was nice yesterday for a little bit.
That's true. Yeah.
Real nice.
It's the wind. It's the wind.
I'll take what I can get.
It looked nice.
I had a coat on. I was going outside and somebody goes like, why are you wearing a coat? Why are you all bundled up? It's nice out there. I'm like, it's 39.
I know. That's the thing, too. We get up at such an early hour. Usually later in the day, people look at me and it's like, why are you so bundled up? It's like, well, this is like my 4 a.m. attire because it's cold, man. Yep.
All right. So today we've got increasing cloudiness during the day with a chance of afternoon showers and rain tonight. Good chance for rain tonight. High of 52. And then tomorrow, showers. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, I don't even want to talk about it.
Showers.
Well, no showers, but breezy. Breezy means...
You hate wind.
Because 55 would be beautiful on a calm day.
Right.
True.
55 and breezy is not.
Okay.
Plus, I want to play golf at some point in my lifetime.
That's what it is.
Listen, I'm a bad golfer. I don't need the wind. Yep. Although the wind sometimes helps.
Yeah, I will say, I am not a good golfer, but... I'm a good bad weather golfer.
Oh, are you?
Oh, my gosh. I love playing in bad weather. Rain. I love playing in strong wind. You hit into the wind, let the wind bring it back. I love that.
All right. Well, it's your weather then for golf.
It evens me out with other golfers who have ability.
It's 33 now, and here is Mr. Lance Hildebrand with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto.
I need some cash.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is utter. Text utter. U-T-T-E-R.
Not utter.
No, I know. I'm utterly excited about this. Text U-T-T-E-R to 72881. By the end of the hour, message and data rates may apply. You got plenty of time, so do not text and drive. For the rules, you can visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. That code word again is utter. U-T-T-E-R.
All right, good luck. $1,000. I did my taxes yesterday. They're done.
Mine too.
Sent. And I'm getting some money back.
Me too, which surprised me. And then I was told that I'm not taking enough out or won't take enough out because of the new tax laws that went in effect for next year. So I'm like, great. Now I got to go and redo my paycheck.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I get paid more, but I'll get paid. I'll get a lower return. There we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, I think a lot of people with their tax refunds, if they're getting them, or maybe
refund.
Are probably planning a trip somewhere. Maybe that's what they're going to do with their money. You know, everybody has different things. Sometimes it just sits there and you spend frivolously. But do you guys have any vacations planned for this year? Anything on the horizon?
Preliminary. And in terms of nothing set dates, but I know we've talked about where we would like to go. I know Libby, my wife, has relatives who live outside of D.C. In fact, her nephew, sidebar real quick, that shooting the other day in Maryland, it wasn't at her nephew's school, but the kids they evacuated out of the school where the shooting was were taken to his school, and they were locked down. So that one got close to home.
Crazy.
But So she's thinking about going to Maryland to see her relative. She's got a friend in Chapel Hill she wants to go see there. We'll always try and get to New Orleans as much as we can. So those are the three we're thinking of.
We're talking about New Orleans. I have a big birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about a New Orleans October trip, possibly.
That's a good time to go. Now, they do have a big Halloween parade down there, too. I mean, there's always an excuse for a parade in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm going to try to stay. I'm not a big parade fan.
I get you.
If I'm being completely honest.
If you go middle of the month, you'll probably be all right.
Yeah, parades and fireworks don't do it for me.
Really? Fireworks?
Yeah. I don't care. I just really don't. But yeah, so I have a summer trip planned to Michigan City, Indiana. It's nice. In Indiana, yeah, but it's supposed to be really cute.
Great time to go up there.
Yeah.
What about you, Tim?
I have a wedding in L.A. In May that I'm going to try to spread out a little bit. And then New York, but no like vacation. More just like visiting my brothers and stuff like that.
Doing a family trip to Branson, and then we're doing another one to Tennessee. Dollywood may have been taken off.
Yeah.
We don't know if we can make it. I'm like, what? That's the only reason to go.
You were very excited about Dollywood.
I've heard good things about it.
Pigeon Forge. Come on.
Ooh. Well, maybe. Maybe that'll be
well, if you can't fit Dollywood in, how are you going to fit that
in? I don't know.
Well, I think they're kind of interchangeable. I think that's where Dollywood is Pigeon Forge.
Branson. I love Branson. I know it gets kind of a rap sometimes, but if you love to play golf, I know nobody else does. Lance does. He has two trophies. They have beautiful golf courses there. But the reason I bring up vacations is because there is a travel company that is offering phoneless vacations.
Phoneless?
They're offering them?
Thank you. Okay.
That's nice of them.
So they just started advertising, and apparently all of the packages sold out immediately.
What?
So we are paying someone to force us to leave our phone at home.
Right.
Oh, and the packages are more expensive through them than they would be if you went to Groupon, for example. It's called Off the Grid, and it's phoneless vacation packages. You go on one of their trips, no phones allowed, and like trips like their 8-day tour of Portugal would be $1,800 for two people versus $1,700 through a Groupon deal for a similar tour. Would you pay extra for somebody to take your phone away?
No, I don't use it enough to feel that I'm that attached to it, but I could understand why people would. If you're forced to do it, you have to do it.
Yeah, I can see people doing that. But it's sad that we pay someone to have self-control for us.
Oh, my gosh, right? 16% of people said that they could never bring themselves to totally unplug on vacation.
How much? 16%?
16.
I used to be like that, but not anymore.
You're fine. You can leave it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I couldn't do it. Not a chance.
Are you that tied to yours?
Yeah.
Do you have email on your phone, too, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Of course I do. It's the 90s.
You don't?
I can get it. I just don't have it alert. I don't want to have work bother me all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not just like work stuff. It's I just
the chicks.
No, it's just being kind of connected to all the
chicks.
Stuff.
43% doubt that they could totally unplug.
I couldn't. I'm with that 43%.
But you know what? If you can do that on vacation, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
And by the way, heads up to you, Courtney Lander. New Orleans is a great place to unplug and not take your phone with you because, man, you don't need it.
I don't want photos of what could happen.
Another good reason for it. You're right.
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens. At crash, we had 7.
Y98, Courtney and Company show with Kevin, Tim, and Lance. If you missed the code word, don't worry. You have about 30 minutes to text the word UTTER, U-T-T-R, U-T-T-E-R, to 72881 by the end of the hour. We give $1,000 away 12 times a day. UTTER, U-T-T-E-R, is the word.
I'm hungry, so hungry.
Time for more food stuff on Courtney and Company.
We're starting out internationally for foodstuffs today. We're going to France. You know the most popular thing they eat in France is it's like a croissant sandwich. It's ham and butter on a croissant.
Jamon?
It's called, you know that?
Well, I know it only from Mexico.
Jambon beurre.
Yeah, jamon is what it is in...
Oh, really?
In Mexico. Yeah, they love ham.
It's like the most popular thing in the world. Well, burgers, American-style hamburgers, just surpassed it in the last year.
Why? Are there more burger places there now all of a sudden?
Burgers are really popular right now. Oh. I guess everywhere. Like burger bars, I mean, even here, they're popping up all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You used to have your fast food and then your, the nicer restaurants, and now it's burger bars are this thing, and you got Smash Burger and all these other chains.
Well, so the ham baguette Well, I think we should have some of those over here. That sounds delicious.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Just butter and ham, and then you just...
Well, I love bread. I mean, I'm a fan of bread.
Yeah.
Ham, I'm fine with ham.
Ham's okay.
It's fine.
And you can, like, be kind of condescending in French when you eat it. Like,
yes. I will even make it. I will take my bicycle to the store and have a baguette out of the basket.
Good.
And some flowers.
And wear a beret while you're...
Possibly.
While you're doing it. Okay. They did a study about the happiest people are, and it turns out it's when they're eating.
Oh, well, yeah.
We shouldn't be surprised about that. 76% of people say that on an average day, their happiest moment of the day is when they're eating some kind of food.
Well, I did.
Yeah, I believe it.
I used to work with a guy that always talked about where he was going to eat. It could be the morning, 6 a.m. What are we doing for lunch? Lunch. What he's going to have for dinner. I mean, that's all he thought about all day. Mm-hmm. He was consumed by his meals every single day.
I think a lot of people are like that.
I love food. Don't get me wrong, or I'd be a size 2. But I don't let it consume me, but I do get excited about certain things.
Right.
Like if I'm going to have Mexican food, I'm like pumped about it.
Right. Very excited right now. Yeah, what do you get most excited about? What food makes you the happiest?
I it's weird to say leftovers. But like, you know,
certain, I get it.
I totally get
it. But certain ones, especially like if you went out the night before.
Oh, and had some pasta.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just waiting for you. You don't have to go through anything. You just heat it up.
Yes, yep. I'm with you, Kevin. That is very good. Pizza, a specific pizza, though, not just pizza general.
Right.
Like if I know I'm going to go have the Pantera's buffet, possibly in Edwardsville.
Yeah.
Game over.
I think about it all day because then I also get the salad with the Bacos.
Oh yeah. I'm a big Bacos
old
guy.
School. What about you, Lance?
On the pizza front specifically?
No, food. What food makes thinking about happiest. It makes you happiest?
I would say it's probably a toss-up. I would say probably there's three kinds. Probably Mexican, like you said.
Yeah.
Fried chicken. I know that's something I should health-wise probably should scale down.
Popeyes.
Fried chicken. And pizzas. But I'm like you. I'm picky about pizza.
Not just pizza.
Right. Don't give me a pizza pie. Just forgive me a pizza pie. I'm picky about it.
Are we on track with the rest of the world?
Yeah. Chocolate, number one. But then pizza, fried foods, steak, burgers, spicy foods, ice cream, brownies, cheese, and pasta.
Cheese.
I got to tell you, some of the happiest moments I've had lately, the Girl Scout cookies that I'm still working my way through.
Yeah.
Giving me many happy moments lately.
And your lentil soup that you have every day?
Yeah, that's more of a, like, I feel like I'm doing something good.
You're fueling
for myself.
Your body?
Yeah, I don't get happy. But I also, I've been trying to eat better. And so on the weekends, I'll have kind of cheat weekends. And not too long ago, I went and I bought a $45 pizza just for myself and enjoyed it all weekend. And it was the best thing
ever. Where does one buy a $45 pizza?
Here's the deal. So I'm trying to cut out dairy and all this other stuff. So it was like a vegan cheese, just enormous pizza. This place called Pizza Head.
I've heard of Pizza Head.
Pizza Hut. Pizza Head down on South Grand. And it just was enormous. And I just survived off it the rest of the weekend. And it was just fantastic.
Did you feel gluttonous about yourself as you walked out with a $45 pizza?
No, because they thought I was going to go watch the game with a bunch of friends. Meanwhile, I was watching Netflix by myself.
Alone time with Tim and his vegan pizza. It's very
food
romantic. All right, we've got Entertainment Schmig coming up in about 6 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Kevin put a lot of stuff online at Y98.com, including... There's some controversy. Elizabeth Olsen is not happy about the cover of, is it Entertainment Weekly?
No, it's Empire Magazine. They did a thing where they take, like, some of the cast members from Avengers Infinity War, like Doctor Strange, and then Scarlet Witch, which is who she plays, and she looks nothing like that character. And the weird thing is that is a photo provided by Disney and Marvel.
Not that she doesn't look anything like that character. It doesn't look like her.
Right.
It really doesn't.
And I get why she's upset, because it's like, what did they do to her face?
And Empire's saying, this is what was provided to us.
Right.
And then yesterday on Ellen, Jenna Fischer was on, St. Louis and Jenna Fischer, with Oliver Hudson talking about that new show that Ellen's producing called Splitting Up Together.
Yeah, it looks funny.
It does look really funny. And she brought up how differently they each grew up.
So you grew up, I think everybody grew up differently than you, but obviously y'all grew up very differently.
Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. My mom's a school teacher. My dad's an engineer.
Yes, I grew up in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
with famous parents.
Yeah,
famous.
But I think they've been to St. Louis.
So it's like almost the same.
Yeah, they probably shot a movie in St. Louis
they
or something.
They did.
Now, he's brought that up, and I don't know if Oliver was alive then, but wasn't Escape from New York shot partially in St. Louis?
True.
Yeah, but that's not his father.
Right.
I know, but that's who raised him.
Right. Yeah, Kurt Russell did. And Escape from New York was partially filmed here in St.
Yeah,
Louis.
That's what I thought.
I didn't know that.
But I don't know if he was alive. He was not alive.
No, I think he was born in 86.
Don't say that number. Punk. That's the year I graduated high school.
Oliver Hudson's that young? I didn't realize
he's that young. Is
Why do you have to hurt me with your words? Also online, and Kevin and Tim are pumped. The new trailer for Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So pumped.
I can't believe you didn't have the best around ready to go.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Kevin. Right?
Sweep my leg, Court. What can I tell you? It looks good. It actually looks legitimate. You know? I get why there's still a beef between Daniel and the Cobra Kai.
That tension's just been sitting there. Yeah. Now we get to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Oliver Hudson, by the way, born in 1976, so he would have been around.
And Escape from New York was made when he was 5.
Oh, okay.
Oh. There you go. 76, 86.
We have all the information now. This is pretty big news, I think. I know not to non-racing fans, but the Indy 500 is moving to NBC after 54 years on ABC.
Wow.
I wonder what happened.
Maybe American Idol cost too much.
I don't know. Maybe ABC is getting out of a lot of sports. They don't run a lot now.
ABC? Yeah, they do because they have ESPN. It's all one thing.
You're right.
Yeah. So it's on ABC, but it's usually sometimes you think you're watching ESPN, but it's ABC.
Okay.
For some of the bigger stuff.
2019 is the year that is moving. The Lollapalooza lineup this year in Chicago looks pretty good. I mean, all over the place. That's what I like about it. A little bit of everything. It's August 2nd through 5th, Grant Park, Chicago. Jack White's headlining, Bruno Mars, The Weeknd, Arctic Monkeys, Vampire Weekend, LL Cool J, Camila Cabello, Portugal the Man, and, of course, my favorite, Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert and LL Cool J in one place. That's really exciting.
It's crazy.
My LL Cool J not performing. He's just doing scenes from NCIS LA.
Now that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
I think it would be better almost.
Yeah, the hipsters would get way into that.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, so you know how Bill Murray for years shows up and he's quirky and he busts at a wedding and he's like, busts into a wedding, takes pictures of the bride and groom on the golf cart. Course, he's always doing his antics.
I always hear in New York there was always a story that he would go around to people just on the streets, find them, put his hands over their eyes, say, guess who? They would be like, I don't know. They would turn around and he would look them dead in the eye and say, no one's gonna believe you, and then take off. And then he does that regularly.
He is so odd and great. Well, he's been doing it since the 70s. He crashed Elvis Presley's funeral.
That's awesome.
He told the Today Show yesterday, he said he took a flight, hopped on a flight to Memphis. Something made him want to go. Got to Graceland as the public visitation hours were ending, but he saw a photographer there that he knew, and he hooked him up. So the next day, he was on a bus at the front of a funeral procession, and he said it was just an extraordinary thing to see. Hundreds of thousands of people standing there just waiting to get a glimpse of something.
Wow.
So, I mean, this has been going on for years. I wasn't going to bring this up, but it is kind of juicy. The Britney Spears, Kevin Federline thing. You know, he's going back to her saying, I need more child support for their two kids. He gets $20,000 a year. He just gets child support. He does not get any more support from her for himself.
Right. But it seems like she has the kids most of the time.
Right. That's right. So Jamie Spears, her dad, is fighting him on this, saying, listen, if their needs have changed, that's fine. But I want to see your tax forms from last year to make sure you're not just that you're earning some money yourself and not spending all of this not only on you but your four other children from different women. So it's going back and forth. We'll see what happens. I was kind of bewildered about this headline at first, and then I figured it out. I was totally wrong in my head. Sturgill Simpson was named a Kentucky colonel on Tuesday, and apparently it's a big honor. Right,
like an honorary
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I thought he was like the new colonel.
No.
I'm like, why is that an honor? Reba just did it.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah. I don't recognize half of them.
Yeah, that is a big deal. No, to be it is. Named a Kentucky colonel. Just like we had a general manager here at this radio station a few general managers back who was a member of the Nebraska Navy. I know what you're thinking, but it's like the same thing as the Kentucky
colonel.
Yeah,
now I've heard of it. But when I read the headline, Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel is ingrained in my head. So that's, I'm like, Sturgill, don't be that excited. Billy Zane.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. And Kevin, I'm just going to do this for you because I don't want to do it in the second schmig. Frank Oz is angry how Disney is portraying the Muppets.
He said they don't get it. Yeah.
They need to get some old school puppeteers in there to teach them how it's done.
The problem is, though, Frank Oz is what? Close to 80 now. I mean, that whole, the old school puppeteers, they've aged out.
He thinks they're too, like, nice. They don't have that edge. They used to kind of be mean to each other and that they don't have that anymore. I don't know if you blame Disney or you're just like, well, that's kind of the world we live in.
Right.
He said they don't get the true rebellion and true affection underneath those characters. Kevin's a big Muppet fan, so right. Well, because he sounds like Kermit.
Well, yeah, I actually knew that because I met Kevin.
That's Entertainment Schmig. All that stuff with Jenna Fisher's online, and that magazine cover with Elizabeth Olsen, Y98.com. Another Schmig at 8:40. Here's Lance with your traffic.
Sponsored by your neighborhood Ace,
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show. Still to come today, we have your tickets for Sam Hunt, Luke Bryan when they come to Busch Stadium in August. Also, your next code word in the 12K a day giveaway at 7:10. If you miss this hours, it's utter. U-T-T-E-R. Utter. It's hard to say utter and know if it's a D or a T because it sounds the same. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's a T.
Mm-hmm.
U-T-T.
I'm sure we'll hit the D one later because we're running out of code words.
E-R. Text that to 72881. We give $1,000 away 12 times a day. I misspoke during Schmig. No big shocker to many people that know me. I said that Kevin Federline's getting $12,000 a year in child support. It's a month. Okay. In my head, I knew it was a month, but I said a year. He's getting. He's trying to fight that and get more money.
Because he says he needs more, but Brittany and her family says that he's using it on other stuff, which if he is using it on other stuff and going to Brittany, that completely crosses the federal line.
You wrote that down somewhere. Didn't
no,
you?
I didn't write it down.
Yeah, you did.
It would have been great in the middle of the thing.
You should be ashamed.
I know. I am a little.
Maybe you should hook up with this woman in Arizona that called the cops to report that there were dinosaurs on the loose at the Day of the Dinosaurs event that they had.
What?
She asked, quote, are they real? The dispatcher told them, no, they're not. She said, I thought so, but my brother told me they were. These people are living amongst us.
She called 911 for that.
She did.
Hey, that made me go to my list of crazy 911 calls that I've compiled over the years. I'll just go to the first one. Lady calls 911 to complain that a company left a ceramic goose and two loaves of bread on her front doorstep. You get all kinds of weird 911 calls.
What are the police going to do about that?
I don't know.
And why do you have a list of those things?
Because they're too good. Okay. Like, here's another one. Man calls 911 in Florissant to report he believes he has two leopards living under his porch.
Well, he may. How do you know he doesn't? Maybe he meant lepers. Okay, that was as bad as the Federline line.
Yeah.
All right, your news with Debbie, your weather, and that's all after Lance and your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, Westbound 2.
I need some cash.
This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is project. So text project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, to 72881 by the end of the hour. You got plenty of time, so don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. For rules, visit Y98.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Your code word again, project.
Project. $1,000. Very easy. And it's always easy to text us, too, here in the studio, 314-531-9898, and I'm counting on you for this next story I'm going to tell you. Weird places people met and then ended up getting married. And Kevin, I know, got set up.
I did, but it's weird. I actually met my wife years before. My wife, Sarah, came and actually interviewed at my old house for a job with my mom. because my mom was a principal at the time, and this was about 7 years before we actually had a date.
Really?
Yeah. And my mom told Sarah, "I don't think you're right for it." And Sarah said, "Thank you." And then she,
that had to be hard.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a negative thing at all. It was more positive.
Oh yeah, I didn't get the job. That's positive.
one of those positive rejections.
Not to sound negative about teaching or the Catholic school system. They don't pay what the public school system pays. And my mom was a Catholic school principal, and she's like, "Look, I think you're better. I think you can make more money in the public school system than in the Catholic school system." So that's why she said,
"Okay."
So she said no.
She knew money was important because she knew she'd be marrying you. She's like, "I want to make sure you have a good..."
Right. You need a foundation.
Yeah.
But then, years later, I was tutoring at a place, and her parents were there, and I was set up on a blind date with Sarah. And I remember driving to that thinking, what's the worst that can happen? This will work out. And sure enough, it did. Wow. And she was in Kansas City at the time. It became a long-distance relationship, and her parents loved me because I brought her back to the area.
That's great. Yeah, yeah. Did you, right when you met on the blind date, did you remember meeting each other before? Or did you put that together later?
I think we put it together later. And then we were like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Oh, yeah."
That's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah.
All right, Liz, it's been good. And I don't know about how you met Libby. I don't know if I've ever heard the story of your meeting.
We met at a Christmas party, a company Christmas party, where we were both guests of employees of the business. So we weren't necessarily, we were the plus ones.
Oh, you were dates.
Yes, we
for
were.
For other people.
Yeah, well, I mean, she went there with a friend of hers who worked there. And same with me. I went there with a friend of mine who worked there. But we weren't dates. We were just the plus ones.
Oh.
We were just the people who came
and
along.
And what, you hit it off immediately?
Yeah, that night. Yeah.
And the rest, it's been how many years?
19
years.
Yeah, she will tell you that at the end of the night. This is 1999. At the end of the night, I walked her up to the porch of the house where she was staying, and I said, "Here's my email address. Write me." But I didn't write it down. I just told it to her. And she's like, "You told me your email address."
I did something similar with Nick. We had known each other for years because I worked with his brother, and we were always with other people. But I remember the night, at the end of the night, I said, "Hey, if you ever need Cardinals tickets, let me know." Like, what a blow off that was. I think I get nervous and I don't know what to say.
Did he take that as a blow off?
Yeah, he did, but then he called me because he couldn't resist all my charms.
And he loves those Redbirds.
Well, who doesn't? But that would be a shame. What about you, Tim? Because we don't know much about, you're single now, but you've had relationships. Your longest relationship, how did you guys meet? Or the oddest place you met somebody that you ended up dating?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. I met the long relationship that we've talked about before. We were, it was a show. So I had played a show, but it was like a music festival. So we were in, it was more of a bar. It wasn't like a venue. So she just happened to be in there. She had a friend that worked there or something. And we were kind of taking out our equipment. So she didn't see us play, because if she had, I don't think she would have dated me. And then we started talking after.
You mean the keyboard guy didn't get all the action?
No. People are always impressed to find out I was in a band, and then very unimpressed to find out I was just the keyboard.
Come on, that's cool. Come on. All right, well, this story is fascinating to me because it's an odd place. You never know when you're going to meet that person. Well, there was a couple in New Orleans, and back in 2015, they were put on a jury together. 31-year-old guy, 28-year-old woman. He was the foreman. She was an alternate. So she wasn't even, you know, she was there every day.
Right. Back up.
So she just had to sit there and listen to the whole thing, but didn't get to vote in the end. But they met then, started talking during breaks. Then when the trial was over, they started dating. And last Wednesday, they got married in the same courtroom where the trial happened.
Wow.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I know. So
they gave a man the death penalty in that trial. It was a dark.
We don't have information on that.
Hopefully it was just like a parking ticket or something.
For a jury parking ticket?
I don't know how that works.
All right. If you've got an interesting place where you met your significant other, we'd love to hear it. Text us at 314-531-9898. You can also call us at that number from Illinois, 618-397-9898. Here's Lance.
Traffic is sponsored by Walt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.